Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Further explanation on the hadith that we read about the farewell Hajj of the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in there was that the fitna of Dajjal that is going to come, and every Nabi warned his ummah about the fitna of Dajjal. And so did Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam as well. And then the relevant part with regard to this chapter is that Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam warned us that we must fulfill the rights of one another, the honor of one another, and also the blood of one another is also, we should consider it very, very much, the izzat, respect of one another. So that is a great aspect of deen as well. And then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked, Hal ballaghtu, have I conveyed this message? And then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam warned that we should not go back to the days of Jahiliyyah, and in that way also start fighting amongst ourselves. Unity there must be, and this unity must be on the truth, on the deen, on the Quran Sharif. That is what is the unity. So the farewell Hajj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was called Hajjatul Wada, because he bade farewell to the world soon thereafter. Ulama have written that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasallam thereafter lived only for 83 days, and in that no new command of Allah was revealed, just ayats of targhib and tarheeb, encouragement, etc., and ayats of warning. But ahkamat, rulings, were completed. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Deen was completed. And therefore, because this was the last Hajj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is called Hajjatul Wada. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed and warned us of the various stages and signs that would come before the end of the world. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, as a true Nabi of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and great passion and compassion and feeling for the Ummah, warned us of all the various signs and conditions, fitness that will come. And they will come, we have been told, they are going to be there before the end of the world, so that we would prepare ourselves adequately. That is the important part. The fitnas are there, are going to come, but we must be prepared, we must be forewarned, we must be prepared and protect ourselves from these fitnas. One of the severest trials to come upon the Ummah before Qiyamah will be that of Dajjal. That is the most severe, and Dajjal hasn't appeared as yet, but the signs of him are already there, and we see how much may Allah protect us. We are failing. The amount we are following the West, the love we have got for their way of life, their sports, their entertainment, our weddings we do according to them, and even some people celebrate Eid, how they celebrate their Christmas, etc. So all these are the fitness of the Dajjal. So when these, and nobody wants to listen, you tell anyone, they become your enemies, and they will attack you openly. So when these are the case, what will happen when Dajjal himself will come? At that time, it will be much, much more severe and strong. The true believers will recognize Dajjal as an imposter based on his defective features. True believers will understand and accept that he is the imposter. He's not. He won't be God, Allah, as he will claim, that he will give food, he will control conditions, etc. But the true believers will see clearly on his forehead will be written kafir. So therefore, what we have been told in the hadith and the Quran, we should try and inform ourselves and be prepared for the severe trial. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us, and moreover our women folk and children, as it comes that men will have to chain their women, otherwise they will also get drawn and go behind the Dajjal. So when men are going behind him, then what about who is going to change who then? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to prepare for that and Allah save us completely.